the yet-to-be-named sequence. The thousands of spiders came to attack the sandwich factory, the hospital, the seamstress, and the issue and concept that are called house. Spiders do not live in houses and do not have the responsibility of shutting off the lights, shutting off the lights, shutting off the lights. Cream suckers. Chinless experiments secreting the dead. Mouths that grin from the notches on their spines. They spread into their privacies, set upon their seats. The names they take. The clotted property nests. Reflection on the chair, or side talk part one. It begins with the phrase machine. Tells of tensions between the making of pins and the mashing of potatoes. It tells you about the world as if you weren't already in it. This or this? Rhetoric of spectral choice, and behind you, a sprawling hatch. But it is also a nidget, sees not how it traps itself, so all right, the pins, please, yes, yes, we'll eat the pins, and polished with teeth we prepare gifts between shifts, but not for love, not for love. The chair, its legs are eight. What about the chair thinks it's a spine, pathetically mimetic and all empty? We are sure a demon fills it when it sits there middle-roomed, solitary. Creaks. For protection, the chair should be occupied at all times, suffocated by the body colonial, and the body may stay, and the body keeps guard, and the body makes lethargy okay, in the name of filling the chair forever and ever, it, etc. In the corner, I was fairly informed. I sent another note. I held a special meeting. I swiveled and scrabbled my fingers. Three tarsal claws at the end of legs of spiderlings grasped knob barb hairs on torsal surface of abdomens of wolf spider mothers. Yes, yes. I laid out the situation. I gave the orders. I crawled to the ceiling and suspected options. I condemned poorly drawn circles. I did not discuss. I sent another note. I requested. I had to make sure. I had to re-kill mothers. I ensured a solution. I held them personally responsible. I grafted my face to the wall, sucked, withdrew. I ate a cream cake. I went to the glass. I investigated the carpet and I decided. Chair. It is almost never still. It will not stay to be examined. It must be caught and popped in ammonia till clicking eyes be silent. Can it be that those two dark rounding masses, topping hand, extending down each side of mouth, are really eyes? Eyes! Eyes, immaculate eyes. How thick they are, actually, stomachs, walls of fur and big cars. Tortured chair. Here, where cluelessness is made system, the filament winding is a map of hair, fussed as a birch broom in the fits, a noise nerve in which the pills are grown, tiny makers of the quiet. You will be interested in the stinging hairs. You will notice abdominal nests, the thousand lights breathing. Then you're among them, pinned eggs, mouth mock nothing, and a wordless string arrives to tell you are so many for making. You get fitful, you are angry. Reflection on the floor. You are afraid of cloth, because it came from somewhere and smelled, you had to touch it, and when your fingers soaked up the pins and a lady made purchase of the pre-stained, well done, for it matters not, the lace always already fraught with snow, your callous tops, your dander crisps, texture for the chinless blissing on their gloves, silk-sucking cake-eaters above the common puree. Yes, do red slip on the sharp, do sign it, this that you have made. Imagine if it found you caught in the sewing machines, your payslip embroidered in your cheek. My thing, knit, you vandalized it. Peering your shoddy hemmed lip, Abdomen a squiggle as broken English to mop his floors. Well, you do it every day, collecting pins, thread, wire, sparks, for the chair is feared of fire. It's hate so huge there is little room to harbour it, except that building, that pit of floors. You line the seams, run the wire, slow toward the spider. Side Talk, Part 2. We speak from here in our theoretical houses, imposed austerity labs. But you, your cakehole, you can shut it now. Nobody likes your birthday, lover, oh lover, for we must turn out the lights, go bust a fucking artery while we put out the lights. For I cannot stay the party in this worn Carina dress so near your desk at which you sit computing, dreaming. It looks like it. Your chair. It looks like a chair. And you wear a mask of silk. Break. The 1860s and the fucking top hats. La. Drinking 19 alterations of milk in the boiler room, under the stairs, anywhere dark enough to see the sheen of black dyed white. A choking dirge. The weapons I have for lunch I share. We crouch, coax the pins from lip to floor. Purr, stroke rust, mutter, grow, steel. May your roots skulk wide, for our storage mouths shrink.